It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business.
Yes, it's time for the download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, tonight, let's talk retail. We never talk retail in this segment, and not just any retail. Running retail on the historic Mag Mile. What a history. What a challenge. If you're a small business, you may think twice about setting up shop in the historic district. High rent and a rut of retail make it hard to stand out, even for the big dogs. But surprisingly, that hasn't stopped some of the big international retailers from jumping in headfirst. The Japanese clothing store, Uniqlo, has opened up in Chicago 2 years ago now, bringing their men's and women's clothing, kids' clothing as well, to North Michigan Avenue. Uniqlo seems to be bucking the digital trend, opening up brick-and-mortar stores all over the world. Here in Chicago, they compete for shoppers across from the Water Tower and Kitty Corner to Top Hat and H&M and all the other big chains. So how difficult is it to compete with mega chains and also vie for customers in a landscape that's shifting away from shopping corridors and going more digital? How important is customer service? So many questions I have for my guest in studio, Victoria Simpson. She's the general manager at Uniqlo, and they just opened 2 years ago at 830 North Michigan. Victoria, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I'm very interested in this conversation because, you know, to think we're neighbors. I mean, here on the Trib Tower, we're at 400. You guys are at 800. But I mean, this is such an interesting place to do business because the clientele that comes here is a lot of appointment people coming downtown to shop. There's almost a throwback to what retail used to be like. What's it like to do business on Michigan Avenue?
So it's actually really exciting. We get a wide array of customers from all over the world, also local customers. So the characteristics of our customers are different, and they range from anything to everyone.
Are you able to suss out quickly working in those stores who's not from Chicago and who is? I mean, are there certain characteristics where you're like tourist or someone who's coming in from a neighborhood?
Sometimes you can. A lot of times local customers will come up and they give you a little bit more of a personal connection when you're helping them. And then there's actually a couple of local customers, which you'd think would be crazy, that we can recognize their faces that come in.
They just keep coming in, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, I think of all the brands that are on Michigan Avenue, and I think about Victoria's Secret's on Michigan Avenue. I believe the Gap, Old Navy, they've been there at certain times. I mean, there really is high competition for clothing stores, right? I mean, you can go into any of the blocks up and down, and it seems like there will be flagship show. I mean, big stores. So how do you compete with that? Is it by brand loyalty? Is it by customer service? What's the secret to winning Michigan Avenue?
I think the secret just in general to retail is really having a customer-centric culture and having everything drive around the customer themselves. So what we do at Uniqlo and our goal is to just have simple made better. So from the clothing itself, having it easily accessible to everyone, to the shopping experience in the store. We want to make sure that it's easy for our customers to come and get what they're looking for. And we call it the help yourself method. So having all of the sizes and colors available and then having the associates there to provide that little bit extra for the customers. So not really being too pushy or anything for the customers.
Yeah.
You really just have a seamless experience.
I will say as a customer, I've shopped many a times in my Chicago life here on Michigan Avenue, but I'm also one that is not, I don't know if intimidated is the right word, but I would be one who shies away from customer service. When I walk into those stores, I almost put on a front to act like I know what I'm looking for. I know why I'm there. Do you sense that for customers? How has customer service evolved in your career, not just here in Chicago, but you've worked in Philadelphia and other places? How has customer service evolved? What are customers looking for when they're walking into these kind of stores?
So customer service, I think, nowadays is even harder, especially with technology and headphones are the worst. So customers are afraid to approach you. So you, as a customer service associate, have to actively approach the customer and understand to ask open-ended questions and really to make a connection, because if you approach someone with a yes or no question, that ends the conversation right there. So that's like the first trick as a customer service associate. But really everyone's more independent nowadays, and everyone just wants things at their fingertips. So when people actually come into brick and mortar, they're looking for that experience deep down, even though they come in with their headphones on, or even though they come, they're looking to feel the products and touch the products. And whether it's not us as individuals in the store communicating, we do that through our marketing. We try to give all of the information to the customers through the different functions that we have in certain products, like our heat tech or our airism, which if you know nothing about Uniqlo, you wouldn't understand what heat tech
is.
Right, right. But we have the functions of what it does and that it keeps you warm and that it has odor control and all of these
all
things.
That's in the marketing. So I can I don't necessarily need customer service. I can see that in whether I looked on the website or even in the store, I would assume, right?
Yes. So it's customer service, not just one-on-one, but through every type of communication, through keeping the sales floor clean for you. Customer service through letting it easy for you to pick up your online orders in stores. We offer in-store alterations. So just trying to make things easier.
I was going
to
say, do companies, when you're working in high volume areas like Michigan Avenue, do you have to come up with new ways to serve customers? I mean, you have to start thinking about things like alterations or things that you offer beyond just buying the product that's in the store?
I think with fashion in general is forever changing. So if you don't change the way you work with the times, you will become obsolete. So we do have that in like the foundation values of our company. We're forever changing and making things better. And you have to look for new and unique ways to improve yourself, whether it is the customer service in the store, whether it's the products, whether it's how we get the products to you or how we get the information to you. So,
in studio, Victoria Simpson. She's the general manager at Uniqlo, the Japanese clothing store right here on Michigan Avenue. We're talking about high-end retail, but more about retail on the Mag Mile in one of the more historic shopping corridors in the Chicago area. We rarely talk about the businesses that are right around the corner from our studio, but it does play such a huge role in the hearts and pocketbooks of Chicago, and still to this day, Michigan Avenue and brick and mortar. We'll continue our conversation here on the Download in Chicago Business right after the break, so stay with us.
It's business time.
It's a Download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. In studio tonight, Victoria Simpson. She's a general manager of Uniqlo, which is the store at 830 North Michigan in Michigan Mag Mile here in downtown Chicago. Talking about, it's a Japanese clothing store that it's one of the biggest in its, I mean, they're all over the place. I mean, a store that is internationally good. And all the major European cities has this store, but this is one of the biggest stores in its arsenal. You know, as someone who has come up through customer service, you worked in other places, Victoria's Secrets, other places that are in this world of retail. How do you make sure that the customer service is authentic? And what I mean by that is that there are so many ways that the culture of customer service can go awry, whether it's a cooler-than-thou sales associate, whether it's the bait-and-switch kind of vibe of everything's on sale, but it's really not on sale. It's one of my favorites. Everything's on sale? No, it's not. Or just the overall feel that this brand, this identity is not for me. How do you challenge, how do you counter that as a general manager? How do you make sure that your customer service is authentic?
So I think the first thing is it starts with you and the mood and environment and your passion for the brand kind of stems down to your associates. And the second thing, too, is the responsibility. So I treat every associate as if they're their own merchant.
Okay.
Really finding something that they're passionate about, whether, you know, maybe it's someone that's a little shy that shouldn't be a front of house associate and should be a back of house. Still challenging them and pushing them to basically grow in terms of
you have to make that determination as a general manager, though.
Yes.
It really is a personality test. If somebody is an introvert or doesn't have what it takes to greet at the front door, you have to make that assessment.
Yes, definitely. So it's really just playing to people's strengths and their passions, and then you see that come out when they're working on the floor. The other thing, too, is, yes, it's serious, but I like to have fun with my associates as well. And I believe, like, if you have a culture of making some place the best place to work, then it in turn becomes the best place to shop and best place to experience for both the workers and for the customers.
More often than not, we hear the storylines that come out, the headlines that come out, that retail is shifting. that it's all going online, that brick and mortars, and we see this as well in shopping corridors where big stores are laying off people or closing up shop. I mean, I can open the business section right now of Google News and there'll be three or four stories about layoffs. You know, when you see that as somebody who is in retail, is that a true story? Is that something that is affecting retail and your job? And have you seen firsthand that more and more shoppers are moving away from walking in the doors of a Michigan Avenue store?
I think that actually people want both. I don't think brick and mortar will go away forever. There's something about the personal experience and personal connection and touching and feeling the fabrics and just shopping in general, the joy of shopping. Granted, there are horror stories when you come in contact with horrible customer service, but there's still a joy of shopping and like the Christmas season and the joy of shopping during that time. So I think brick and mortar will forever be necessary, but I think it's looking at different ways to bring customers in. So one of the things that we're doing here at Uniqlo is our local marketing partnerships. So really building partners, and we've thrown a couple of events in the store that bring customers in that they can get more than just a shopping experience. They can get an experience of looking at artwork that's displayed in the store, or we even had the Jazz Institute come and play in the store.
I mean, right here, I mean, right outside our window, you have the new Apple store. You think about the other buildings and things that are coming to Michigan Avenue. That has to be part of it, right? It has to be more than just a shopping experience in 2018.
Yeah, it definitely has to be a catered just experience in general to the customer and to the community. And the more that you can offer that person, the say they come in and have an amazing experience, they're going to come back for the same experience, whether it's on a day that you're not having an event, just because that's their impression of you.
You know, I'll ask you this, our final question, Victoria. As someone who's spent your life in retail, and like I mentioned, in Philadelphia and Victoria's Secret and other places, what have you learned? I mean, you're general manager at Uniqlo. What have you learned about the job? What have been the challenges of being in this and being the boss? What I mean, as you think about your boss today at Uniqlo on Michigan Avenue, and you could go back and tell yourself, you know, 5-10 years ago, this is what you need to know as a general manager, what would it be?
I think it would be to be not afraid to take risks and not afraid to fail, because that's what you learn from the most, and to just reflect back on every day and see how you could have made that day better and do it the next day. And that goes in terms of everything, to the business itself, to the sales floor itself, to the interactions with your associates, and it's just something that I would say to myself. Yeah.
Victoria Simpson is the general manager of Uniqlo, which is the Japanese clothing store at 830 North Michigan Avenue. Tonight we talked about retail and customer service on a download on Chicago Business. Victoria, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.